Politicians, police, and doctors spoke to reporters Thursday with updates on the Wednesday shooting at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. Some of the children from the school also spoke about the incident.
It was super scary because, like, we've never practiced it in the church. We've only practiced it in the main school, so we really didn't know what to do.
Minneapolis law enforcement officials gave an update on their investigation. They say they've recovered about 116 rifle rounds, 3 shotgun shells, and a handgun round that apparently became stuck in the chamber. They're also looking for a motive for the shooting. Acting U.S. Attorney for Minnesota Joe Thompson says the shooter left behind hundreds of pages of writings that describe the shooter's plan, mental state, and the shooter's hate.
The shooter expressed hate towards almost every group imaginable. The shooter expressed hate towards black people. The shooter expressed hate towards Mexican people. The shooter expressed hate towards Christian people. The shooter expressed hate towards Jewish people. In short, the shooter appeared to hate all of us.
Police have identified the alleged shooter as 23-year-old Robin Westman, who had previously attended the Catholic school. Robin was a transgender person, but Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is urging people not to make that a focus of attention. Instead, he joined gun violence prevention activists in a news conference to call for action.
Of course, we're standing up with thoughts and with prayers, but thoughts and prayers are not going to cut it.
He says it's up to all of us to see this through.
We need a statewide and a federal ban on assault weapons. We need a statewide and a federal ban on high-capacity magazines. There is no reason that someone should be able to reel off 30 shots before they even have to reload. We're not talking about your father's hunting rifle here. We're talking about guns that are built to pierce armor and kill people. Why do we have them coming in by the trunk loads onto our streets around the country?
As with past calls for action after mass shootings, this call may not lead to quick action. According to the Gun Violence Archives, the Minnesota shooting was the 286th mass shooting in the U.S. so far this year, and gun violence remains the leading cause of death for teens and children in the U.S. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.